This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Good morning. Welcome. It's Thursday. It's going to be another absolutely gorgeous day. My goodness. Enjoy, my friends. It is 7:20 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time for a segment we call What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. But you call in now, you air it out, you get it off your chest, and hopefully feel a little bit better, right? 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back and we'll do our best to get you in there. Good morning, Frank. What's bugging you?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, it starts from when Kennedy was shot, when his brother was shot, when Martin Luther King was shot, to 9/11, to Timothy McVeigh, to Stephen Koresh, all this information that's been withheld from the American public. And now at this time, they're withholding the Epstein files. They got so much information on that guy, but they're not releasing it.
Yeah, it does. It makes you wonder. And when they say they're doing releases, and what are we really getting? And
right.
It is. It's very, very frustrating. And then maybe there's a part of you that's, do we really want to know in some cases?
Yeah, but I mean, we're going to get the scoop on that Vegas shooter any day now.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's on the teletype right now.
Sure it is.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Basically, the media and the Democrats. You are never, I mean, the media is not going to ever tell the truth, the real story. You're going to still have these Democrats that are going to die on the sword of this Garcia guy. Look, they did not change. They did not change. They can't admit they're wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. They cannot admit that they're wrong about Biden, about Kamala Harris, about George Floyd, about Garcia. They're going to die on this sword. But like you said, they accuse everybody else of what they're doing. Look at Letitia James. Mortgage fraud, you know, where she's married to her husband, her father. I mean, these Democrats, my husband and I were talking about the last, they were saying something about Johnson and the schools, you know, are affordable housing and not being discriminatory. Carter, Johnson, Obama, Biden, all these Democrat presidents, how they have messed up the country so badly, and that's what the Democrats are doing.
Yeah, as far as the media goes, it's agenda above all else. Honesty or anything else, it's all about the agenda. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is yesterday I was reading this article online. It was an article about New York Federal Circuit Judge James Bozo Berger, and he was all whining about, oh, well, how can Trump possibly evade obeying my orders? And I'm all like, well, dude, it's because you're not the president. you're supposed to evaluate the effectiveness or the legality or the constitutionality, and you're doing a pretty poor job of it.
Yeah, and not even the Constitution, really, because that would be the Supreme Court justice's job, right? Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
It's bugging me. I'd love to see a Democrat. Just imagine this. You get a lineup out of some of those guys who are in the prison in El Salvador. One of them is Garcia. They have him take off his shirt, and they're all lined up shirtless with their gang tats. Pick which one is the family man and ask them to do it.
Yeah, there you go. And good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, is there any evil these demon rats don't support and defend? The only silver lining to this dark cloud we are under with these demons is the more they defend evil, the more people will get woke to their evil and vote these bastards out.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Greg. What's bugging me is I never figured out how to pocket a $100 casino chip every time somebody on this frequency mentioned due process. I'll see your two judges and your law enforcement, and I'll raise you a Supreme Court.
Okay, you gotta help me out there.
Riddles don't really.
Yeah, don't do the riddles.
The Supreme Court said this man needs to come back, and Trump is thumping his nose at the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay. All right. I gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. We'll see how it all plays out from a legal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Democrats are clearly trying to make a show out of it when there's very serious things occurring, like rapes and murders, like the one that was described yesterday that MSNBC and CNN didn't want to report on. And even a legal analyst, by the way, on CNN said that the Supreme Court thing was incorrect and wasn't based on the totality of information. And that was on CNN. But we'll see how it plays out. Good morning, GT. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I'm wondering when the Democrats are going to start calling J.D. Vance a communist or Nazi, because we got the midterms and then 2028. They need to just get over themselves, and Carville had it right. The Democratic Party needs to split.
Yeah, they're going to split into two parties. If it wasn't trademarked already, mm-hmm. they would be Dumb and Dumber. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Yeah, one of your callers said that the Supreme Court said that Trump had to bring that guy back. Now, what they said, he had to facilitate to bring him back. There's a big difference in those words.
And I thought
going on to that. Pardon me, I'm sorry.
No, and I thought that they kind of even walked that back to some extent. But you're right, facilitate was the word. You can't just go into a foreign nation and grab a guy who's not your citizen,
mm-hmm.
and grab him out of a maximum security prison and think that you can do that.
And when El Salvadorian said, we're not sending him back,
right.
Doesn't matter what you facilitate on this end at all. If they're not sending him, you can't just go get him. He's staying where he's at.
Right.
And I wonder, just for curiosity, I meant to ask Paul before he hung up, if he had any problem when Joe Biden... on more than one occasion, including during the loan repayment.
Paying off student debt.
And the Supreme mm-hmm. Court said, oh, you can't do that. But he did it.
He found
anyway.
A way to do it somewhat.
Yeah. I wonder if he had a problem with the Biden administration.
Look.
Just being fair, that's all.
The Supreme Court, any court of law, if it backs up the lefties like it, mm-hmm. regardless of what kind of damage it would do. They don't care. Their Trump derangement disorder that they have, the syndrome, it trumps their ability to think logically, literally, logically. Thanks for your participation. Coming up, we'll have the Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. We'll talk to him and a whole lot more headlines, etc., coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.